To start today's show, we conclude our series in partnership with New America Media, delving into the issues California's ethnic voters care most about this year. California is home to 451,000 Korean Americans. The biggest community is in LA, but a sizable number are here in the Bay Area, with the highest concentrations in Santa Clara and Alameda counties. So what's this community talking about 1 week ahead of the elections? I spoke with Won Yi, columnist at Hanmi Korean Radio.
More than majority of baby boomers, those who were born after the Second World War, World War II, they tend to be more conservative, so they like to go with the old-fashioned way. So maybe they might support the Republicans. But as far as I'm concerned, it is my opinion, though, that the majority of Korean Americans, they tend to vote for the Democrats.
Now?
Yes.
And what are Korean American community leaders saying about the current level of political engagement of the Korean community? Does a lot of the Korean community here vote?
That's an excellent question. At this time, I would say that they're not heavily involved. That's one thing that we need to make improvement, because Koreans like one step back, although they have a strong kind of opinion on their own, in their heart, inside, usually they don't expose it. They keep it to themselves. But their second generations, their descendants, their kids are very much involved into the politics.
So that's a change from kind of the fathers to the sons, the mothers to the daughters, a change in one generation. And you're saying it's kind of a cultural thing to keep your opinions to yourself.
Right, yes. Like they have that kind of attitude that, you know what, stay cool, just, you know, don't talk too much. Okay, that's not good for you. But now, once they move in here, that they have a totally under different circumstances, and also they have language barriers, you know, for the time being. So they like to have their second generation have, they put so much emphasis in sacrificing their lives for the second generations. So send good schools, good education, and then they want them to be into the mainstream. And that's their goals and approaches.
So, Juan, let me present you with this. There was a field poll conducted mid-September, this past September, and it showed that Korean Americans were split almost through the middle in their support of Romney versus Obama, but 46% for Obama, 48% for Romney. What do you make of that number?
The fact of the matter is that how many registered voters you have and how many voters actually participating into the voting. From that sense, I think that ratio would change a lot. The fact of the matter is that the old generation tend to vote for Romney, because he mentioned certain kind of strong action against North Korea and this and that. But the people who were educated here, not all in the case, but most of them might go for Obama.
What issues is the Korean community who is voting, what issues is the community following this election year locally here in the Bay Area?
I would say that more than half of Koreans, they are engaged in self-owned businesses, mostly in service sector. It means that they are more kind of tied to the economic matters and then political matters.
California Assemblywoman Mary Hayashi and San Francisco Supervisor Jane Kim are both Korean. Are they mobilizing and encouraging Korean Americans to get out and vote, to just be politically engaged? And what does it mean for the Korean community to have those two people elected?
First, we are very proud of their Korean descendancy, Mary Hayashi and Jane Kim. But whether it's Mary or it's Jane, regardless that the Koreans, we are here one of the multi-ethnic groups in San Francisco Bay. So before we are Korean, we're kind of people here, living here. So, you know, we try not to kind of, you're Korean, so we support you 100%. I don't think that's the case. At the same time, the numbers of voters amongst the Korean community are very much limited, as I mentioned. So I think like Jane Kim, she's going for the mainstream. And she does so much work for the multicultural residents in her district.
So you have a weekly column on Hanmi Radio. What are some of the recent topics you've discussed, like last Friday and the Friday before that?
Try to stay away from politics.
Away from politics.
I just like to deliver the facts that the current the political situation we are in. So what I'm saying is that get out, vote. That's the main message. Okay, how much you are making noise doesn't matter. You have to connect it, move it and translate it into action, participation into voting.
What are you going to talk about next Friday on your column after the election is over?
I'd like to say that, you know, since we are here in USA, I mean, United States, we enjoy this life here. But also we have to make a contribution. Okay. When I saw some advertising on New York Times by Jewish group, they say, when they are not the Jewish, that really makes Jewish stand out. Okay, you insist upon your way alone, then people stay away from you, and you will lose your value. Same kind of principle applies to Korean-American communities here, any multicultural communities here. Because when you insist upon my way or highway, that's not the right way to do it. So when you really contribute, not only for the Koreans, but for general public, all the people here in this society, that we would create some kind of mutual values that everybody can share with. I mean, that's the thing I like to mention to our people.